At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Quiet.
No, it's just because I don't want to get him hella attention, but I just couldn't believe that was happening. I admire how they've convinced little girls and white women that they are the inventors of everything. When I saw that the regular Hanes wife beaters are being, she.
Are you talking about Kim with Hems?
Wait, who is it? Is it?
I think it was
Kim got
Kendall,
Hems, right?
Kylie, Kendall.
I think it was either one of them.
Kendall, I think it was Kendall.
They literally just wore a tank top.
They just wore a tank top and then started.
And then somebody was like, check out Kylie Jenner's viral $2 tank top. And I was like, man.
And then they started selling their own for $50.
Viral $2 tank top.
Bro,
is great.
The same tank tops that have been around since mafia movies, since rap hips. Like, they've been around 100 years.
They launched a lot of niggas.
That's just crazy.
They're the launching ground. Like, think about it. Tristan Thompson, nobody even cared about what he was doing. And he was an NBA champion. With one of them, blew up everywhere.
Where is he at now, though? What is he doing?
Getting in clubs, and he's on Cleveland Cavaliers talking about.
He's on the Cavs.
Every year.
That's what I'm saying. But he's, because Craig said blew him up, and I'm like.
Well, every year.
He was already in it.
Yeah, he's a hooper.
Well, he's getting in clubs now.
Yeah, but so was Humphrey Bogart. What was that dude's name?
Who? Oh, you're talking about
Humphrey.
Tristan was big already because he was on the Cavs and number one pick and all that
white
stuff.
Who was the Humphrey kid?
Chris Humphreys. He didn't, nobody knew who he was. But he was actually a good hooper, though. They blew him up,
and
though,
then
for sure.
Crashed him into a wall.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, hey,
but
man.
like versus a Reggie Bush, Reggie was already Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie was already Reggie.
You know what I mean? Ben was already Ben.
Kyle Kuzma.
What's his name? Blake was already Blake. Like, a lot of them were already established.
Kyle Kuzma.
Wait, they dated Reggie. Blake Griffin too?
I don't know. I just said that.
that sounds right.
I'm just throwing out all the half black, half white.
No, I think that's right. I think one of them did date.
But I think they did, though.
One of them
right?
did date Blake.
I don't know.
Like, DC what?
Was like, what?
Clay Thompson. I'm just throwing out all the, all the niggas.
I understand Young Kim. Young Kim was fine to me before all the extra stuff, but I don't understand the others. The only cute one to me is Kim. Who's the older sister?
You're talking
Courtney.
About
Courtney.
She was the cutest one to me. And then.
You talking about the originals or the last two?
The originals. The oldest. She's the oldest sister, but the smallest one.
Yeah. That's the one with Travis Barker.
Oh, not the general. Okay.
Yeah, she was the cutest one to me. She never went to the Negro side. I think she stayed on the whites.
Yeah, she stayed with the flats.
Yeah.
But
she was the smart one.
When I see the other ones, I go like, I don't know why dudes be giving up their entire everything. You know what I think now? I think it's not just the face that's manufactured. There's something they put in their vagina, bro.
No,
there's a whole thing they were like, yo, you know what we can do? We can implant this whole little massage thing in there. So now it's like, push a button.
What they are
and you're
is,
like, oh. Every time you go inside, that's what's inside the vagina now.
Hey,
oh, what is this? This is killing.
They're the key to white clubs for black dudes.
The key to white clubs.
So they can get into white clubs anywhere in the world once they mess with.
Why do you want to get into the clubs like that?
Well, for athletes, that's what they like, the party life. And a lot of places they can't get in if you're not LeBron, KD, Steph. They don't know who you are and they won't let you in.
Mm-hmm. Their clubs seem boring, though.
Yeah.
When you spend a lot of money
cocaine,
on drugs.
Cocaine.
Meth. DC knows. You know all about the drug life, DC.
Why is it like
you
don't... Shit.
Yeah, like you don't know.
How did I become
DC's just coming off ecstasy right now. Just coming down.
No, not with that outfit. DC
and I'm probably the one who would never do the drugs out of us. Like the hard shit.
No, you Chaz first, then you.
Yeah, Chaz then me, yeah.
No,
I can see Chaz going all the way.
Whoa.
I'm gonna do my one time. Put that on the screen. You're hiding it. You're hiding it. There it is. I'll yeah, put that up right there. Yeah. Put that up right there.
Took my 10 out.
Which gears, Keon?
It's in my car.
Oh, oh, both of y'all was late today?
No, no, I was late last week, and I was late today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did you put your money in there?
No, it's in the car.
He this didn't. Is a shit show we're running, guys.
You see, I came with the money. I think Chaz owes from one of
Chaz
these weeks.
Chaz definitely owes.
I paid.
He just,
I put my 10 in like,
he'd just be like I got
a month
you next
ago
week.
Or something
Chaz
like that.
Chaz a damn lie. Chaz owed for about two times.
Well, this is fabrications, man.
We could check the tapes.
He definitely owes. I knew somebody owed this week, but I didn't know who it was.
I know I owed, so I made sure I came in and paid.
I do mine off camera so you niggas don't embarrass me. No. I've done it off camera a couple times.
We know you haven't. We always do it on camera.
We're trying to ease that in there.
Remember y'all were like, do it now.
Remember I did it when we were all by ourselves.
And then y'all were like, take the 10 out, put it back in. Yeah, y'all remember that
you're
shit?
You're lying for no
you
reason.
You did it on
right
camera.
No, y'all were trying to get me to take the 10 back out, put it back in.
You took the 10 out, put it back in.
Huh? What?
What happened?
Sick of Craig. I hate it here.
I do it when no one's looking. Me, you hilarious. Didn't do it, nigga.
Because no, y'all didn't see me, so I didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah, we just have to take your word for it.
Let me see your glasses, Craig.
You changed the subject real quick.
Well, let me see. These are these. What
oh, you got
these?
Official glasses now, Craig?
No, these are the Meta.
So it had a charging. This is what I saw. I saw the charging port.
Oh, those are the camera ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these are the perv cams.
Those are the. Those
so
are
you're
the...
just recording.
Yeah.
But where recording. Does it go to?
It goes to my phone.
You got the,
oh, bro.
The Incriminator 5000's on.
Mm-hmm. Can you go live?
Yeah, I can go live with these.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple questions about those. What's one, that? How much were those, the ones you have, if you don't mind?
These were $649 because they have the polarized lens.
Okay, so two, are those? Do those lenses do anything?
Yeah, they darken with the sunlight.
But it's no like prescription on them. They're like universal.
I guess universal.
Can you get them prescription?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's dope.
How long does it last before it dies?
I had these in the car for like 2 days, 3 days, but it stays on 100 till you use it, and then when you put it back in, it starts charging.
Yeah, sex goggles, baby.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good for
yeah.
that. You don't have to hold the camera no more.
POV.
POV.
Yeah, bro.
That's sex my nickname. Yeah. Pav. They call me Pav on these streets.
Pavarotti out here, baby.
Look, I had no interest and then y'all said that. I was like, wait a minute.
Sex goggles. He said 600 for what? Sex goggles.
Sex goggles.
I tried
absolutely.
Them before. I watched the tape.
Stop,
and I was looking at TV.
What was that? What? Yeah, what was that? That was the guy getting, what was, oh, he was getting arrested or getting pulled over. He was like, yeah, you made a legal stop sign. That was great.
If y'all haven't seen it, it's this video, bro. This dude is getting pulled over.
Old dude.
Old dude,
old
drunk
black,
as shit.
Old black man.
And they like, sir, do you know why I pulled you over? He's like, what? Do you know we're going to tell you why I pulled you up? Stop sign!
He's like, no, I didn't
say anything about a stop sign. Well, what did you supposedly pull me over?
And he was like, can you pass me the open container? What open container? Of alcohol? This
a beer. It was. You got to watch the whole. It's so many quotables of that shit.
Oh, I think you sent it to me. I got to watch it.
It's funny as hell, oh,
man.
Bro.
It was a tour.
Stop sign. Never mentioned a stop sign at all.
So
great.
Can you take that flash on
hey,
those?
More
glasses,
about the
Craig?
Sex goggles.
You can turn it off. Let's get back to the important stuff.
What's up?
You can take the flash off.
Some people,
dang, DC.
Some people put like paint over it, but
oh, that's
it's made
that's
so
not
that,
right.
Yeah, it's made so that you could tell when someone's
right.
recording. But
you
some
should.
People put like a
DC.
Little.
You made a free question from jump.
So
can
I
you
hear.
Can the light come off or does anybody
can you
know?
Hide the light?
Couple questions. He said the whole time we were talking. Couple questions.
It was only one question.
You can see the. You can see DC's window in his glasses.
Yeah, the lights.
DC, oh, that's a
DC
nice view.
Using the natural light.
Where you at, DC?
Right now, I'm in Florida.
No okay. water, Kentucky.
No, I know, right? What city are you in Florida? Great question.
The regular Fort Lauderdale.
No, oh, okay.
City,
you're
we know.
In a real city.
Right, he said right. the regular one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snakeskin, Florida.
Yeah.
What?
Chapped Hyde, Mississippi. You'd be like, where are you, bro?
You never fear for your life? feared for your life in some of these smaller towns and never been like, or do they feel like bigger towns?
I don't do much. I don't go. If I'm like in a town where it don't seem like much going on, I'm not going to go outside to try to make stuff go on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't go nowhere.
Yeah. I sit still, walk across the street or something, take a little, if it's not close to the hotel where I can walk to it, I'm not finna go searching for it. You know what I mean?
So you're not going beekeeping and shit?
No.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
Y'all would've went though.
Unless he getting some shit at a Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm more like that on the road.
But Target, like, Walmart?
Chilling. I'm big chilling.
You gotta go.
It gotta be a city I wanna see some shit in beforehand, but I'm not looking for adventure.
Even then, we just grocery shop.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
I almost went whitewater rafting in Boise.
That's too much.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, this might be a lot. I might die before this.
Yeah.
But next time I go, I'm going to do it.
Shantae on stage telling jokes. And then Chaz fell over the side. Funeral's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, where is he?
Yeah, about that.
My God.
A lot of times the name of the game is to come back with the money you've made. If you're spending money on the road, you didn't succeed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to bring the bacon home.
Exactly, Baltimore.
Did you spend some money in Baltimore?
I lost money in Baltimore.
How'd you lose money? Because
them niggas didn't come. That's why.
I was like, casino? No.
No. Ticket sales. They on my shit list.
Which club did you do?
Magoobies.
Magoobies.
Oh, I heard about Magoobies. That's where, what's his name? What was that comedian in D.C. that came by the show? He was doing Magoobies. Was that Tony?
It's a funny name, though.
Ooh. Where were we at?
We're in Baltimore. We're doing the club that stands up real high.
Was it Mike Winfield?
No, it was Tony something. He does Tony Woods.
Tony Woods, you're right.
I was gonna say, and he does a joke, and the cat was licking my balls.
Yeah, he came through and was on his. He came through and was en route to Magoobies.
Yeah,
he pulled up on me in DC. Cause he's still over there, I guess.
Yeah,
in that area, DMV.
He's a DMV dude. I met him five. You ever meet somebody five times and still don't know him?
Yeah.
Every time I see him, hey, DC Irving, man, good to see you. Good to see you, brother. I'm Tony Woods. I'm like, I'm gonna just keep doing it, bro.
Yeah.
I've definitely introduced myself a bunch of times. Like, I never know. Or if I text somebody, I always be like, hey, this is Chaz, by the way. They're like, I know, bro. We have exchanges going down. Like, I always.
My son does
if it's been
that.
A minute, what?
He'd be like, this is Keelan. I'm like, nigga. First of all, you're my child. Like, you think other children are just calling me? Like,
you should hit him with who?
Like, what are you talking Keelan. About? Hey, Dad, it's Keelan. Keelan.
Which Keelan?
That's funny.
Oh, you think you're the only Keelan I've had?
Where I know you from.
Remind me, what's his name, Joe? What's his name? Hella funny. Henry Coleman. Okay. Hey, it's Robert. Every time my dad, it's your father, Robert.
Oh, yeah.
Your father, Robert.
That's great.
I don't know why you do that shit.
What you got going on there, Chaz? You really interested in it?
No, I had a question for you guys that I saw.
Well, in the meanwhile, we're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
A gunshot.
Waka waka.
Oh, I posted this yesterday. I was like, I wonder if gay dads have a dope Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. So,
yeah. Hell yeah, you get to hang out with your boys.
Well, I was thinking most Father's Days are trash. I said, for gay Father's Day, is it a turn up? Is it extra dope? Or is it double trash?
Whose fault is it that it's trash, though?
What?
I saw some good points the other day.
About what?
On Father's Day. It's like, you ask a dad what he wants for Father's Day, he says nothing, and then complains that he gets nothing.
Well, that's what moms say, too.
A lot of
ask.
The moms be specific.
It's
because
the dads be like, you know, you got to get your mama something. Hey,
you know what I mean?
Because
like, I feel like there you got dudes who really don't want to fuss and really and they're not complaining. But for the niggas who want a fuss, tell people you want a fuss.
Well, does Cotty tell you, I want that for Mother's Day?
Nah, ask her what she wants. And then she says,
right.
Just this.
Right. You ask her what she wants. And then whether they say something or not, I'm going to go do something anyway. Right? I'm going to make sure that there's never a question that when Mother's Day comes, here's your breakfast, here's your cards, here's your gift, right, here's your flower, here's all the, at the very least, Here's all the minimum. This is the difference to me is that the bare minimum for women and men are different. The bare minimum, guys get the socks, the car. That's the bare minimum.
Okay.
But for women, the bare minimum is here's your breakfast, here's your flowers, here's these are the bare. I was like, your bare minimum is so much better than a guy's bare minimum.
But a guy really don't be wanting shit a lot of times.
But that's so fine. But
you know what I think? It is, you bare minimum would be better. Anything. I think it's for so many years we've been abused with like getting nothing. You know what I mean? Like getting the worst gifts, the barely nothing, and then he's like, I don't want nothing, so I'm not disappointed. I don't get nothing.
I saw the video. This lady was taking her kids to CVS. She's like, let's go see what dad was. I was like, why are you at CVS? CVS? That's the shopping spree that you get?
That's the starting point, CVS?
I said, oh, this is. She was like, let's go see. And they were like, dad loves this. It was just trash shit. They gave us some mints.
Right.
Because, like, if you ask a lot of dads, they'd be like, you know, I want to be left alone. I want to eat and be left alone.
No, everybody knows. You know what I mean? Like, I like a few things, bro. I'm a big video game fan.
Okay.
Right? The Nintendo Switch came out. Did I get the Nintendo Switch too? Did I even get a game that came out? Do you think I got a new Tiger Lions hat? Anything. Some socks. So that's team related.
What did you get for Father's Day?
I got a card the day after. It was gone. They wanted a cruise for Father's Day. I was by myself for Father's Day.
Is that not a gift?
I got to sleep in till 9 for the first time in 6 years.
Being by yourself?
But then it comes back and it's like, here's your card, which is fine. Okay. Right? But then it's just like,
well, what did you tell them you wanted?
Did you think it wouldn't even matter? No, I didn't. No one even asked. No one said anything, right?
Oh, no one asked.
No one even asked.
Oh, wow.
I told you, abused.
Damn.
We've been abused for years.
Last year, I asked for these type of glasses. They were sold out. So I was like, oh, well, never mind.
Were they sex glasses?
No. Yeah. I wish. No, so then I was like, never mind. But then did you think I got anything in replacement? Or not even a... And, hey... You could give me a new hat every single year.
Yeah, you'd wear those.
What?
Yeah.
At the minimum.
Yeah.
$30.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm not worth 30. And you know what?
I'm not worth $30.
I'm not worth $30 that you had 365 days of plan for.
If you put away a dollar for
if
a month,
you put away 30 cents a day, you can save a dad.
Shit. No, if you think about it, one penny.
Come on, man.
A penny a day for a year, about? Right?
No, I think that's $3.
So 10 cents.
30 cents.
30.
10 cents.
10 cents.
10 cents.
10, yeah. So 10 cents a day.
10 cents a day. You can save a dad from suicide.
10 cents a day.
That's it.
That's crazy.
Come on, man. I see you'd have bought me a hat. I'd have been like, oh, man. Oh, what? I didn't know.
Matter
this
of fact,
one.
Izzy could have saved that. 10 cents a day for my dad.
Oh, Izzy got bread, too. Don't get me wrong, but she's not coming out of pocket. She's a cheapskate.
It's a good kid.
She's a good kid. Yeah.
What'd you get, Keon?
I wasn't even home. I was on a plane coming back.
Oh, so when you came back on Monday, they said, Happy Father's Day. Here's all the
stuff.
I came
back Sunday night. Mm-hmm. The kids was about to go to bed. They gave me their gifts that they made in class.
Mm-hmm.
They were very excited to give. They told me beforehand, we can't give it to you till Father's Day. So they want to give me the day of. Our plan, we were supposed to have a movie night. My flight got delayed.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to just hang out, eat junk, watch TV.
Yeah.
Because I came back to my kitchen finally being done. So I was good.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, we know we've been trying to get that done.
Yeah.
So we finally found somebody to do it. So the kitchen's redone. So, nigga, I was straight. I was like, that's all I wanted.
Yeah.
I've been wanting that for the last, I don't know how many years. So
great gift.
I'm straight. Like, I'm good. I don't really be wanting birthdays and all that. I don't really be. Let's eat and chill out. And I don't like doing a lot. Like, that's how my mom is, too, on Mother's Day. I'd be like, what you want to do? She hates restaurants. She'd be like, come over, grill. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hang out. Like, that's me. I don't like being outside like that.
It'd just be the lack of effort.
Okay.
I spent my birthday alone in Bakersfield. Walk to a Carl's Jr.
It sounds like a suicide book name.
Right.
I spent my birthday in Bakersfield.
What'd you get, Gregory? You get anything good?
I like keeping it in the house because it saves me money.
Mm-hmm,
they be coming up with extravagant stuff, but I know it's going to cost me at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with the roof, Chris. I know it's gonna fall on me.
Hey, who's paying for this, son? Yeah,
they'll put their money up, but I know it's gonna be like, oh, really? Dad.
I feel bad for my dad now because he just gets phone calls now.
Because there ain't nobody there.
Yeah, you know, when you had the kids in the house, I remember loving Father's Day as a kid. I remember being like, I get to tell my dad how much we love him. Let's go play, go to the park. My dad wanted to rest. Let's go outside.
I didn't have a dad in the house. Oh. But, so they came through. They came through, barbecued, played some board games.
There you go. What's up? That's ideal right there, baby.
We was going to go go-kart racing, but I was like, really?
Yeah,
sure. I'm going to drive there and then have to drive all the time there, then drive back. Nah.
So Chaz's argument is that the bare minimum for dad is trash.
Garbage.
Okay.
I just know if it's going to be good, it's going to cost me.
Okay, Craig don't want to
Which
spend
is also
money.
Garbage.
Yeah
it is garbage. Me. Big garbage.
The fact that it's going to cost me on Father's Day.
To get something I don't want. I'm like, really?
Last year, I'm going to tell you, this year was better than last year, because last year I got a car 3 days later that was like, oh, yeah, this is underneath the car seat.
Damn.
Oh, damn. Abuse.
Chaz is getting shit on at home.
Thanks, Izzy.
Jeez Louise.
Just give me a pat on the butt. All right, champ.
All right, you're fair enough. Fair enough, Chaz, then.
What about you, DC?
How your Father's Day been? In the history of your Father's Days.
I think I posted on my story. I was more impressed with the difficulties my daughters had to go through to get my gift to me.
Okay.
Because we had to switch hotels. They got me an edible arrangement. But they had to figure out which hotel I was going to be at to
like
get the edible arrangement to me.
Weed
so
edible?
When they did all that, I was like, what? This makes this edible arrangement taste much, much better.
So you appreciated the effort that they care.
Yeah, I was like, oh, y'all really trying to get this to
okay.
me.
They know Pops likes fruit.
Yeah, they know I like fruit, edible arrangement, the pineapple spelled Papa.
That's effort.
I said, that's effort.
Pineapple.
I appreciate this gift. They did good.
Yeah.
My daughter's car said Chaz on it.
Damn.
And it was spelled wrong.
So effort definitely matters, ladies, children.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My brother took my dad to a steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
oh, wow.
I ate, and then we all talked in the group chat real quick.
Yeah.
I think it depends. So yeah, I agree with Chaz. Effort matters. Mm-hmm. I think that dudes who do want something should say something. Mm-hmm. Closed mouth don't get fed. Mm-hmm. But ladies, you gotta try.
Something and they let you down makes you feel even worse.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, yeah, man, it would be great if we all went to the gun range and then went and watched some UFC.
Uh-huh.
And then you end up...
He's like, I don't want to do
that. Well, we didn't like guns, so we went laser tag and then...
That's the thing, too. Oh, go ahead, DZ.
I got just a quick question. Why is the distance of importance so far from Mother's Day to Father's Day? I get it. But it shouldn't be that far.
I grew up with a father, so I don't know.
Well, look, here's the thing.
I think a lot of people do.
I have an idea. I'm just like, but why is it that far? Like, why is Father's Day not important as Mother's Day?
I think also
it's
because
a huge distance.
Guy stuff, right? Like, guys ain't supposed to be all emotional. We're not supposed to care a lot about stuff. We have this big... not that we all have this wall up, but like mothers, women in general are definitely more emotional. The effort, those little things matter a lot more with women,
touché.
Right? But guys is always like, hey, right? And it's like, it's a tough guy thing, but it's also like, there's things that dudes love. And you know, it's all we do all the time. Yeah. We do the same shit. Women go exploring new shit all the time. I want to go do this. I want to try that.
Yeah, I'm regular.
Dudes is routine. Because like, you know what I like, bro. This is not hard.
Bring me a cinnamon. I eat the same cake every year for my birthday.
This is not hard.
I eat the same. Like, nigga, you know what I want.
You look forward to that cake.
Yeah. Well, because I don't eat it often.
Plus, mothers put a lot more effort into their children. Like, as far as... If it was up to dads, there probably wouldn't be a huge birthday party. It'd be like, here's the money for the party. You have more fun with that.
I have no argument about that.
There won't be Christmas tree decorations. Like, we got a tree. I'll spend that money on some gifts.
Yeah.
A lot of those type of things that they bring life to in the family, especially if single mothers, is like, all right, one day out the year, because birthdays, Christmas is all about the kids. One day out the year.
Shouldn't birthdays be the real Mother's Day and Father's Day? Like your kid's birthday.
Oh, the day you're actual. So what if you have 10 kids?
That's the day I became a father, right? My kid's birthday is my actual Father's Day.
Nah.
I'm going to take it from her next time. She's going to be happy birthday. I'm like, no, this is Father's Day.
Happy I birthed you then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, ladies, do more. Step it up.
It'd be different.
In conclusion.
That's what you got out of that?
Yeah, in conclusion, try, man. I didn't know y'all was out here hurting like this, man. So, I didn't know y'all felt this way. Because I was like, what's the big deal? So, yeah, ladies, do more, man.
Yo, because my biggest thing is just that you know what I like.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard. DC, well, you know, he's a Niners fan today. You know what I mean? But you can always go Warriors.
Yeah.
Why would you take that shot at me for no reason?
Because he's just saying how he's consistent.
He doesn't even have
so
no
he's
Sam
easy
Fran
to buy for.
All I'm saying is that we know something that you like at the bare minimum. You can always give DC a Warriors hat.
Yeah.
Plus, at the very least.
Plus, dads, I know me personally, when I want something, I get it. So it makes it hard for somebody to be like, oh. Yeah. I'm just like, all right, I won't do this for a couple weeks. I'm going to get it.
You know what else I noticed in observing, not personally, but in observing, that when men say they want something, people still do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Like a guy will be like, I want to do this. Well, why don't we? No. I want to do this.
Are you deaf?
Yeah. And it's like no matter what he say, it don't matter. We going to do what we want to do for you. And instead of he saying, no, I want this, just do this shit. Mm. No, we got to. It's your... Bitch, I said
I wanted to sleep all day. Why you wake me up with breakfast?
Let me do that. Don't do what you want to do for people's birthdays or Father's Day. Do what they ask.
All right,
ladies. You heard us talking about how nobody cares about us and nobody gets us gifts. And I know they say don't buy men socks and underwear. We sick of that. But I'm not going to lie. The Skims, they pretty fire because they don't roll up. They don't bunch up. I got the stretch ones and I'll be hooping in them. I'll be working out. I'll be doing it. And I'll be sometimes forget I got drawers on. I mean, I know I do because they hold your stuff where it's supposed to be held. I ain't out here flip-flopping all around. But the Skims, I rock with, man. And you guys can get some. You go to shop Skims Men's at skims.com. That's SKIMS.com. And let them know we sent you, all right? After you place your order, you select podcast in the survey, and you select our show in the drop-down menu that follows, all right? So, again, that's skims.com. Get your man a gift, man. Act like you care. Get him something where he could be comfort. Because especially at an older age, comfort is everything. All right? So make sure y'all get that.
That's it.
That's it. Do what they ask. Keep it. They, and
also,
if you can't think
do
of
what
nothing,
you ask. It's your birthday. You'd be like, exactly.
Exactly.
It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Women complicate things too much. I don't think they can help it. I actually think that it's one of those things that women overthink something really simple. And it's like, but this, but then he won't feel this. And it's just like, no. Everything that you're thinking is not true.
The
what are you saying, Chaz? Are you saying women have no self-control?
No, I'm saying that women overcomplicate things.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I make it simple. When anybody asks me, what do you want to do for my birthday? When anybody asks me.
He was trying.
Yeah.
What are you saying,
so
Chaz?
What are you saying about women?
One of them tear him a new asshole in the comments.
With me, I always say it's whatever you want to do. When they say, what do you want to do for your birthday? Whatever you want to do, because then I know it's going to be a happy day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They'll feel good and love and like, we did, blah, 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 blah.
And I get to be happy.
I feel for all you guys, man. I feel for all the men out there.
Yeah, man.
I'm fortunate I don't go through these things, but
yeah, man.
Mine actually listens.
Yeah.
Which is rare.
Where'd you find that breed?
Yeah, man, I had to build it. I had to build it, bro.
It took
a lot of time, man.
We had nice conversations.
Yeah, it took a lot of time.
It does take that time, man. And then you also have to have somebody who is like, okay, he's talking. Well, he's the words. Hold on, let me lock in real quick. He's actually.
What's crazy about all this stuff is like, it only works if you're with somebody who actually gives a fuck.
Right.
A lot of people really don't be giving a fuck about what their partner or spouse or whoever, friend, whatever they feel. Like, people don't care. Mm-hmm. They be like, nah, I'm a do what I want.
A lot of them have a concept in their head. They don't live it, what's actually happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, if you give a shit about somebody, you'll make adjustments to yourself. But a lot of people not doing that because they don't care like that. And that's what it really comes down to. They don't give a fuck.
You got 360 days to figure out next year, ladies. You got a whole calendar year
to see if you give a fuck.
You can find something now.
You know what's crazy
in the
too?
Closet.
When you watch, whether it's real life or social media, you can tell which ladies give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which ones really, like, appreciate the father he is, the husband he is. You could tell, like, they be that shit bleeds out of them, and you can tell which ones are doing it out of a weak ass obligation.
Sometimes you can't tell. Their mom be like, "You can't tell. Look at you." Be like, "Nah, she evil today too." Yeah, but it's a different evil. You don't see how she like. Oh shit, nah.
I'd rather you treat me how you treat me year round.
I feel you.
I don't want you to be like all of a sudden it's Father's Day and you getting your feelings because you see everybody else honoring their father and you like, "Hey, let me say something to him." Treat me how you treat me year round. If you don't fool with me throughout the year, don't rock with me on Father's Day. And that's not even just what I do.
Yeah, right,
I'm
right.
Saying in general, like, you know, don't just because it's the day, don't treat me good now. Because
it feels fake.
It feels phony.
It is phony. That's 100% fake. Hell yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's phony.
Yeah, if anything, it should be a level up from the goodness that you already treat me with.
Yeah.
That's all it should be. Is not. We already this is another level up. But,
damn. I mean, scroll up a little
bit. Damn, DC, like, fuck your Father's Day.
No. I'm speaking for the people who can't say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jamal B had an interesting question. Thank you, Amir. Jamal B said, on Father's Day, am I obligated to go with my wife to spend time with her dad?
No.
Am I obligated? Obligated? No. However, it should be a celebration of both of you guys, if you can.
Well, what about his dad? What about if he has
I don't know. I don't know where his pops is. Because if they're all in the same city, then I'm like, well, everybody can hang out together. Nah. But go ahead, Greg.
I'm like, let her go to her dad's.
Yeah.
Father's Day is for fathers. That's your wife, your daughter.
That's the thing that people get into it a lot over. Like, who's supposed to be celebrating?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if my wife want to go hang out with her mom for Mother's Day, I'm not going to get mad at her and be like, but your kids want to hang out with you. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like taking
she got
with
a
you.
Mama too. Yeah, like y'all could.
I would love that. I would love to be able to hang out with all the fathers that I'm close with in one big dope day. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But.
So who's supposed to do the celebrating of the parent? Is it the spouse or the kids?
It's a little bit of both, but it's more so the kids.
Yeah, at a certain age, it becomes the kids' responsibility. Yeah. But when they're younger, just like on Mother's
Day.
That's
your mama. She ain't, your wife, my wife is not my mama.
Right. Because let's say on Father's Day, you want to go hang out with your dad, but your kids want to hang out with you.
Then it's double daddy day.
What's the, who's?
They come with you and your dad, because that's their grandfather, which is another extension father. Right.
That would make sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's a different little scenario.
And then we got to take
all under one tree, one umbrella.
Yeah, because some people be picking at you. Like in his situation, it sounds like she want to go hang out with her dad. I don't know if they have kids together. They have kids together.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But if I had to, you know, unfortunately, Yo's dad passed away. But if it came to a thing where if it was like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with my dad, I want to take Izzy to go do this, but I hadn't. I take precedent. I'm like, oh, me and Izzy are doing this on my day.
Okay.
Like, you and your father can do whatever you guys want.
Fair.
We can argue about it later.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I take precedence.
It's crazy. It shouldn't be no argument. It's Father's Day.
It's Father's Day. Right. And you have your daddy.
Yeah.
And she has her daddy.
Right.
And
exactly.
I take precedence.
What if Izzy's like, I want to celebrate Grandpa too.
Yeah, shut up. Get in the car. Shut up and get in the car. Cry about it in the car. He's gonna fall asleep anyways. You gotta tell kids to shut up and keep going. Sometimes.
So on Mother's Day, what do y'all do?
Take the kids.
You be having yours at the same time. So
yeah, I'm fortunate that they, you know, they're both in the same place. But yeah, I just make them a good breakfast, take them out somewhere, get the flower, do all the whole shebang. Make sure Izzy's car is on. Last year we did this year I was out of town, so I didn't get to do as much as I wanted to. Last year I had Izzy go to one of those little coloring spots. They get to like color little things, you know what I mean? And she brought like dolphins and elephants and stuff that she colored, stuff like that. You just. Not cheap either, by the way. No one talks about that, but whatever. Color Me Mine. Exactly. Yeah,
that's
exactly
expensive
that.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that when I went in there. I was like, fuck.
That's why you got to be like, here, paint this plate. You got to get shit you're going to use. Paint this plate.
Well, she starts school soon, so pretty soon they're going to do it all at school.
She did, but I always just make sure that, you know, she has a...
You take those macaroni paintings and you give them to you.
I let Izzy do that, but also, like, I still have to make sure I'm showing, you know, effort there that's like...
To who, Yo or your mom?
Both. Because, you know, and I told Yo this, like... So last year for my birthday, I took them to Hawaii when I wanted to go by myself, right? Okay. I wanted to go alone, but I was like, let me take the fam. And I took Yo's mom also, right? But I'm also like, I can't do anything that I want to do without them.
Okay.
And it like nothing happens. As long as I have Izzy, nothing. I can't do a single thing without her and my mom tag team together to help that kid. Because
right.
otherwise, all I'm trying to do is work all day.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I come in for like 2 to 3 hours a day and get to be a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
And without you and my mom there, I'm like, no one's there.
Okay.
So they deserve.
So you're showing the appreciation.
Absolutely. Because okay. I go like, if I don't show it every day, this day, you're definitely going to get all the love. You're going to get all my energy. You're going to get all my focus right now, because otherwise I can't show you enough how much. I'd never be able to pay them back for okay. how much they
fair
do.
Enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
That's fair.
Yeah. So they get it all that I can do on those days. But the loophole was being out of town. That was a great loophole. I was in Charlotte, maybe, and I was like, yeah. So I just sent them some food. I ordered it.
Okay.
from Charlotte. I was like, here's you guys' food.
Fair enough.
Saved a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's dope having them both in the house, Chaz. You knocking out two sticks with one stone.
Yeah, and they get along, which is the more important thing. You know, they both can be mad at me and bond over it.
Has that happened?
Oh, has it happened?
What's today?
You know how well I'm mad at pissing people off. Sometimes I get a kick out of it. You know what I mean? So
sometimes
I even enjoy it. So to hear that, and then me and Izzy, oh man, we're horrible together. We're a great duo. All we do is piss people off, so it's great.
How are y'all relationships with y'all? Well, how is your mother's relationships with your wives, baby mamas?
I don't think my mom really has one with the mother of my kids. It's probably like cordial when they do see each other. Was there ever
one? Because you was young, so was there?
No, not really. Because you got to think my kids were raised in Cali.
Yeah,
and when I was in Cali, my mom was in Virginia, Mississippi, and all that stuff. So they would see her, and they would go down with her in the summers and stuff like that. But it would never be like a family trip,
right?
The mother of my kids and my kid, I would take them to see my mom by myself.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were already kind of on the outs.
Okay.
By the time my kids got of like a certain point, me and their mother weren't even like together like that.
Okay. What about you?
They were cool.
All of them?
Each one of them. They was cool. They had that separate relationship with my mom all the way up until court.
Oh.
And my mom was like, you paying what?
God damn.
A baby don't need that much money. And yeah, then the relationships kind of drifted.
So okay. I took court.
Yeah, it took court. Everything was fine.
I got y'all hats in the car. Don't let me forget. Right. I just saw Moyo post.
What up, Moyo?
Yeah, your mom and Cotty get along, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It was great. I think Cotty had a leg up because I never brought anybody around.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my family figured if he brought, she must be all right, because I didn't bring girls around like at all.
Yeah,
like all of them were like, no, y'all never see these hoes. Like they're just, you know. So when I brought,
never high school, and a high school girlfriend.
Yeah, but you know, who cares? Right. who cares about teenage? That's stupid. No, matter of fact, I think I brought her. She came to Bakersfield for my cousin's high school graduation, so I brought her to that. So that's when she met everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my aunties and my mom and them was doing the most. Like the dudes.
What they was doing.
Nigga, it was so embarrassing, bro. Like, she walked in the door. One, you know, she's pretty. So they were like, okay, cool. And then they go, my auntie Kim, Cotty walking in. She walk in the door. Don't even say hi to me. Oh my God, is this the one that has my nephew's heart? Nigga, what are you doing? And they, you know, because my family gonna roast and joke, and then so they, you know, they like, and because she's such an extrovert, my family's very extroverted, so they were like, oh, she fits right in, she plays all the games, blah blah blah.
I'd have dumped her right then.
They loved her immediately, and then my dad liked her immediately. He's like, don't fuck this up.
I'd be like, you know what? You got too much. You're getting too big headed here. Bro, you think you're fitting right in? You're not gonna try to earn it.
And then my brother's wife, they were dating at the time though, so me and my brother were dating our girls at the time. And she liked her.
Oh, Kyron?
Keith.
Keith.
Yeah. So everybody just liked her immediately. And then because we have all boys, my mom was like, cool. Like, when we all started dating and stuff, my mom was like, bet, you know, I got. So now we all, we years and years in, everybody's right. 10 plus years in.
Everybody's tenured.
Yeah, we go in, we go visit my mom and them now, and the girls, they go get their nails done or go for a walk, whatever. We don't matter like that no more. Like, my mom got her daughters, and they be doing girl shit. So I have it pretty easy. So on Mother's Day,
I didn't even think about
like
that. Your mom has no daughters, huh?
Nah. So when we got married, she was like, cool, I could do all this shit now. So they be hanging out.
Playing doll.
My mama will talk to Cotty about stuff she don't talk to me about or don't tell me. Like, Cotty knows stuff I don't know. They you know, they cool. So when it comes to Mother's Day, I will go over there and I'll hop on the grill and make them food and breakfast or whatever, and then.
That's a beautiful thing, Keon, because there's so many mother-in-law relationships that don't go well.
Bro, that's all you hear. That's all you see in the movies.
Yeah, where the
sitcoms.
Wife can't stand the mother. Yeah. The mother can't stand the wife. It's more of that than what you're saying right now.
Absolutely. Growing up, yeah. I didn't even think that was real. I thought every mother-in-law's job was to hate the wife, because that's what every TV show, every movie, like. So I was like, oh, she ain't going to like nobody. And my mom was pretty much like I remember when we started getting serious, me and my brothers with our women, my mom was like, long as they not adding no stress or, you know, hurting your life in any way, I'm good.
That's how my mom is. My mom's like, we could be cool as long as you don't start talking shit about my son.
Right.
You can tell me anything. Mm. But when you go there, that's where the line is.
Yeah, my mom was just like, as long as they're not bringing y'all down, I don't care who you date. I don't care. As long as they're uplifting. But if she saw, I think if we brought home girls and she saw us stressed or, you know, just fighting all the time, she'd be like, I don't like her. But if we cool, she cool.
Right.
Who do y'all be thinking that is with your parents? My parents would tell them to say the same thing. We don't care who you date. We accept anything. Or are you going to accept if I'm dating like a small person that's like a little white lady or something? You know what I mean?
What you mean? What are you talking about?
Like parents be saying, we accept whatever you love. Or are you really going to accept whatever I love?
I mean, what other choice
they got? I think they say that, you know, in the event that it's not hurting you. I think they really mean that. I think they mean as long as you happy, genuinely happy, is good. But if you bring home, like, you'd be like, I love this girl, but she just did a bump. You know what I mean? And you're missing teeth. They're like, DC, come on, bro. She on the shit. And you're like, but I love her. I think they're not going to be happy with that.
I love her, bro.
I done cleaned her up. I ran her through the car wash before we got here.
Like, she just needs love to fill in those teeth. That's all she's missing.
You can grow new teeth with love.
But to be honest, as a parent now, I see why they say that. Because with my kids, I'm like, I really don't care who you date. Yeah, I hope you come home with a little white midget. That's going to be a hell of a time.
Small, little person, Craig.
Ain't no one doing that with your family.
Your family. Hell no. Crazy.
Hell no.
We'll have a great time. Everybody be acceptive.
No. Yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't have to spend my time with them. As long as they ain't going to get you thrown in jail, I don't care what they doing in life.
Is it true that at one of your uncle's funerals, they had a little person sing?
No.
No?
No, we never had a little person sing. We did have a preacher that sang at my uncle's funeral that he had an all-white suit on, and he was singing his songs off his CD.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He was trying to sell, yeah.
I've never on a cruise, and I have to go on my first cruise ever for my mother's, she had a retirement party.
Okay.
On a cruise, like a four-day cruise, I think on... Not Carnival, but the Royal one or something like that.
Royal Caribbean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I was like, man, I did a lot of stuff. I've never been on a cruise before.
Me neither still. Keon's like, I'm cruised out.
Man, oh, this last one I was on, bro.
Fire?
No, I mean, the shows be fun. It's whatever. But, I'll tell you off camera because I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it. It was some crazy shit that went down. Like
Keon's last day, last cruise.
Yeah, I don't want to get fired.
Keon's last cruise.
I hope I enjoy the comedy show. If not, I'm going to boo that nigga.
Are you going to go?
The comedy show probably going to be... The first one I ever went on, Doug Williams was the comedian.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
one. He did five different shows. He was killing. Yeah, he was Doug murdering. And then I never went on one again until I was working them. So
yeah,
it was like...
Wait, you were a comedian at the time, right? When you saw Doug Williams?
Yeah, but I was new. Like, this is when I just moved to LA.
Yeah.
So I
was doing
like,
a cruise, DC?
You gonna send an audience?
I'm not doing a cruise. I'm going on a cruise for my mom.
You might mess around and know who the comedian
you
is.
You probably will. Because
Angel Gaines do them a lot.
What I'm saying, but it ain't like they gonna be able to throw me up. I ain't gonna be like,
nah.
I don't know if you have the patience for a cruise, DC.
I don't have a choice. It's, you know, parents want to retire one time. I gotta go.
I feel like a cruise is right up DC's alley, though.
I can see DC flying and meeting them in the city for dinner, and then flying home.
Oh no, well, that's a good point. I gotta do the full event.
I see what you mean, though, Craig.
Sitting on the boat for 3 days, having to go around people to eat.
I think DC would like it because DC got grandpa energy. You know what I mean?
It's grandpa outfit.
Yeah.
You said dad. You didn't say nothing about grandpa. You said a dad outfit.
DC got that energy, like he's gonna sit on there. He's gonna be like, oh, this is nice.
It's not the hoodie. It's the Jordan hat.
I looked at myself in a little picture. I said, you know what? I agree with him.
Yeah, it looked like
it's the Jordan hat.
It looked like he has the new Jordans on,
the
not
team
retros. Jordan.
Not even team the team Jordans.
It looked like I went to Big Five. It was like, you know what? I want all this shit.
You got on sweats right now, Bluetooth.
DC made somebody go on the one at the top. Come on, sir.
No, the New Balance. Give me the New Balance.
I think you'll like it though, bro. If it's a chill thing, there's always something to do.
Yeah, three, a couple of days. I'd be gone so much, I can stomach anything.
Nah, DC. You don't like being nowhere where you have to be. You have to be on the boat for 3 days.
No, you don't. You get off.
I'm on mine.
But then you have to get back on.
Yeah,
you can't just get off.
But
and
it's
go
also
home.
With my family. I don't get to see my family.
Yeah,
like that.
Family
get to see some
changes.
My family,
family
yeah.
You have a good time with your family. Yeah, I don't care what I'm doing. If the family
not working.
Yeah. You're going to enjoy it. It's a break.
Yeah.
A little vacation. See
DC
mama.
Going to get in the fight.
Chillings.
He going to be that
hell
dude
nah.
Fighting on a boat.
Yo, that's got to happen.
In foreign
fights
places,
on a boat?
I'm on my best behavior.
Fights on the boat always happen.
I never even thought about that.
It happens a lot.
Don't they put them niggas in jail?
Hey, listen, man.
There's a jail down there.
I'll
tell y'all off camera what happened.
There's a jail down there. There's a whole morgue down there. They put dead bodies down there.
They do find you, though. You can't get in a fight and get to your room and think, oh, all right, it's cool.
They put security outside.
You got to be a dumbass.
They put security outside
your
room and bring you food.
That's like fighting in an air. That's like fighting in an airport. You're dumb as hell.
Yeah, that's a bad move.
Ain't nowhere to go.
That's a bad move.
Nowhere to go.
And there's cameras everywhere on that ship. I mean, every stairwell,
every elevator.
There's cameras everywhere. You ain't going nowhere.
Fighting on a plane. That's
dumb.
Bad move.
That's dumb, bro.
Well, the boat is rocking. It's like fighting on a plane with turbulence. Mm.
How come they don't do submarines like trips? Like, you know what I mean?
Because
like,
only you'd go.
But I would never go. But like, how come they don't do like you can take a plane, but it's like boats. You know, this is the old school way of traveling. But if you take like man, this is like a big ass submarine, like one of those. They never turn like a Navy submarine into like
you have outdoor activities. You have a swimming pool. You got some have little theme parks and
But why couldn't you just do it underwater?
Nah, because there's not enough for you stuck.
You can't see.
They comes up too. Psh,
but then it's not big enough. Like the ship, you got like he said, you got go karts on that bitch. You got pickleball.
They can make a big ass submarine, can't they?
I don't know. It's probably cost a lot of money.
Not
I mean,
side of Queen Mary. That's
How much? That's got to cost hundreds of millions of dollars and build a cruise ship.
Yeah. They do. I watched a video on how they put them together. It's actually kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it's got to be
how
expensive.
They build that shit.
I want a metal.
Wait, so are there
underwater.
No? Are there no like security roaming around the crew? Like, you know what I mean? Cops?
Yeah,
no cops, but they have
security.
They wear their little dumb outfits.
Security.
They got the little dumb colorful vests.
Moyo's like a morgue. Yeah, morgue is on the ships.
People
think about who's cruising, like
a bunch
especially
of old people.
if it's young, if it's a three, the shorter the cruise, the younger the audience because it's cheaper and it's faster. So 2 to 4 days, you're gonna get younger people. But them cruises, that's when people go on for 2 weeks a month. Who want to do that other than old people? Then people go on them ships to die.
Some people live
knock,
on
knock
cruises.
On wood, knock on wood, praise God. If I die on a ship, just throw me over. I don't want to be at the bottom in the little. We're waiting for everything to dock. You know what I mean? Just throw me over. Let me die.
If you on a ship and you when y'all dock, just look out the window sometimes, especially if you port back. You see them rolling them bodies out. Them old people be on there dying. They old as shit.
You see it on planes. I've seen coffins on planes.
They go there to die.
I ain't never seen no coffin on no plane.
You doing under the plane?
Nothing.
Yeah. You ain't never seen no coffin on no plane.
I've definitely seen a coffin on a plane.
I seen a coffin on a plane.
Where'd you see it?
I was in Seattle.
That's coach.
that's where my seat was.
They had Chaz with a livestock.
What, you saw them bringing it in?
Rolling it out.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Okay.
They ship bodies, guys. Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they got to do something with these bodies, and these old people be on.
I fly every day. I ain't never seen them rolling a body out.
You don't be looking.
I never seen it either. But
you be looking? I ain't never seen them rolling a body out.
Do you be looking though?
I mean, I would have seen something.
Are you the last?
Are you getting off the plane last?
I'm always off. I'm always on last, and I'm always off last.
I'm sure Frontier has a few.
Oh, Frontier,
Southwest.
They ain't got no coffins. It's just bodies stacked on top of each other.
They named it Spirit for a reason.
Spirit put the whole dead body in a seat.
Sitting next to you, like, Weekend at Bernie's. People be dying, DC. They got to do something with them bodies, man.
How you think they get all?
I understand. I would understand more if you like flying on a military cargo thing. I'd be like, okay, you're going to see some bodies, but yeah, commercial.
I think Chaz just pulled a Dion Lack, to be honest.
I've definitely seen it.
Well, Moyo said she worked at an airline. There'd be coffins on there.
Yeah.
If you work there, you see it. But if you're on the plane.
No, I'm telling you, I'm always sure the last one on the plane. I'm always the last one to get off. I wait all the way to the end. I hate being on
the
plane.
I hate the
line cutters when it's time to get off. Like, you know, it's row by row.
Come on, dog.
Oh,
I thought they put the bodies on them FedEx train. FedEx planes.
They on there too?
Probably. Delivering packages.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Wrong person.
Can you imagine that? A body getting
this
delivered.
This is your envelope. My bad. It's about a whole coffin over here.
Y'all ever smelled a body? Like a cadaver?
I've been to a couple funerals.
Is that a funeral?
No, like, but like in the down.
In one of my science classes.
Yeah.
Anatomy. Yeah.
Y'all did a body? Like a human?
We had a dead body in the class with us every day.
Human?
Oh, y'all smelled that from a mile.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It stink.
Yeah. All the junk was out? Was it a man or a woman? Who'd you?
I just always felt weird, so I didn't really get too involved with it.
You knew if it had a penis or a vagina.
I ain't want to look.
You see some old dead boobies?
I just knew it was a white. I just knew it was a white man.
Oh, so you knew it was a man.
So you saw his dick.
I knew it was a man. No, I didn't see his dick. I just seen his head.
You seen the head of his dick?
Then he hit his glasses. He was like,
the bag wasn't already.
Sex guy.
The bag wasn't fully unzipped.
You see what over there? Unzipped the nice and slow.
Play some music.
They stink.
For the body to be in our classroom, it wasn't like it couldn't have been smelling unbearable for us to be in that class with it every day. So they must have did something to it at the, you know, for the time.
Yeah.
No, you went to a good school. We didn't get bodies. We got
this was JUCO. This was junior college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't at my school. We was at a visiting school.
We got a frog and an owl.
A frog
pellet.
And a what?
Owl pellet.
Frog. Y'all didn't do the pigs?
Nah.
Like owl poop?
Yeah. And you have to take all the rat bones out of it and build it.
No.
But my class, in my defense, my class, it was human anatomy. And that's what, you know, it's a study of the body.
Yeah.
This was my nursing when I was going to be a nurse days. When I was confused and lost.
When you was going to be a shoreman, a nurse shoreman?
A longshoreman, a nurse. I was following my sister. You know, she's a nurse practitioner. But she was like, money, you could be a nurse. Go to school for that. And I was like, you right. I got in that class. It was so hard. I said, I'm good.
So you, when you was trying to be a nurse and then you go to your school and then you was going to do the longshoreman?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
What stopped you? What happened?
I started doing comedy.
Oh, you started right out of after college.
I started doing comedy when I switched over to my 4 year.
Oh, you did? You were doing it in school?
Yeah, I was doing comedy in college, damn near.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, starting off the beginning stages of it.
But you grew up in it, so that's a little different, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So after the club, you go see Naked Dead Niggas?
Yeah.
Nah, that was JUCO.
Yeah.
I was already done.
It's like, hey, DC, you want to hang out? Oh, I got plans.
I got to say it like that.
Oh, I got plans already.
We won't be needing
my last
clubs.
Year of college, you know, I was like, I'm going to do some, I started doing comedy.
Okay.
What was the longshoreman plan? Like, were you just trying to find any job or did
any
you
any job? My dad was like, the school you're going to, they specialize in long, and you know, they go and work on that water, longshoreman. And longshoremen, they make great money or whatever. So then I was just, when I found out that, that I could just go there to study business administration. I was like, I don't got to go on a water cool. I ain't going to go. But that was the goal. Like, go to that school. Because the college I went to was super prestigious for that. Yeah. They, you know, he's like, you're going to make $100,000 a year. And, you know, that sounds like millions when your parent, when it's coming from your parents.
Right.
I was just going to be like, I'm going to figure out how to be a long-term.
Wait, so were you on scholarship there? Or, like, they recruited you for
basketball? Yeah, I had a year partial.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had a partial from Maritime.
When you under 18 with two kids, your parents say, fuck your dreams. You should do longshoremen. A nurse, a fireman.
At that point, do anything.
So it was crazy. My dad was hella supportive. He was super supportive. He was still talking about, you can still go overseas and play. I'm thinking the way he made it sound like it was going to be easy. I was like, nigga, overseas is still hard.
Yeah. My pop's a real one, bro.
He believed in you. Yeah,
he just believed.
Like, my dad would be like, but if you go work at that post office like I did.
Right.
My dad was the opposite. That nigga told me, we was watching Boys in the Hood. He was like, when the recruiter was giving Ricky that speech about the chances of going pro is slim to none. I was like six. My dad was like, you see? Probably ain't going to happen. I was pissed. I was like, you don't know what it is. He was like, I'm just being realistic, man.
Yeah, my mom told me go to a trade school. She said, because no matter what, you'll always have trade on your side. I was like, oh, man, no. I'm going to either win or fail.
No in between. No.
Yeah, there's no.
So when y'all started your, well, I guess DC's is different because you grew up in it. Yours is different when you grew up in it. When you started your stand-up journey, how was your mom and dad?
They were very skeptical. They were not. My dad was way more supportive than my mom. My mom was extremely worried that I was going to throw it all away.
Did you have other stuff set up before? Like, why
fireman.
Was she?
I was going to be a fireman.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah,
dad's dream.
No, you know, my wrestling coach was a fireman. And it would have been really easy because he's like, do exactly this. Yeah. He got my recommendation. There was another fireman I knew, so they would have been it would have been really easy to get in there.
So your mom wanted you to do that?
I don't think they cared so much. Like, my mom was always like, she really wanted me to go to college and get, like, be a lawyer or a teacher or something lame.
I even pushed my kids towards firemen because I'm like, yeah, you can still chase your dream and you only work half.
Yeah, that was...
Your 6'7" ass kid's going to be...
They don't have the ladder. They just jump.
Pulling bodies off the roof.
They can't even go in the house. Yeah. The house is on fire.
Hitting their head and shit. Door. Now they got another body to drag out of there.
It's froze on fire. Oh, get your big ass out of here.
Grabbing a cat, just standing there. He's good.
Yeah, nah. There's a whole physical part of the fireman program that you had to be 18 to do. Mm-hmm. My birth is in October, right? So when I graduated high school, I was 17. The school started in August, so I was still 17 when the physical program started. So I couldn't do it. So I had to wait a year, and then I was like, damn, dog. I started stand-up. And then I was like,
so had you not waited that year, you think you just went to the program right away?
I definitely would have. If I didn't have to wait, I was already, like I said, I was already registering. They were like, oh, but you're not 18. And I was like, no. I was like, there was like, oh, we had to be 18. I'm like, well, I'm out of high school. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like,
it was like, sell drugs.
Like a real black
like a blackie. Man. Come on.
God, Jesus. So then I was doing a fire. So they had to do all the school said it was fire, science, chemistry. Nigga. I remember looking at this shit. I've never done a single science ever. Yeah. Okay. The last thing I remember was, what type of rock is this? I don't know what grade they taught that, but I remember looking at chemistry like, hey, nigga, this is insane. This is an entire formulas. This plus this equals this. And it was like, I was like, wow. And then fire science, who knew that was a thing?
I didn't know that was a thing.
I said, water, right? Isn't that the equation? You got fire, water, it goes out. Wow, there was like all that. You had to learn all the different chemicals, and like there was so much to learn. And then, you know, I was doing it. Like I said, once I started stand up, I ended that semester. I didn't even finish.
I was like,
oh, this is what we're doing.
He was like, I'm out of here.
Stand up took off really fast because I was in a small city. Mm-hmm. So it was really easy to start getting everywhere, you know. And then, in the Midwest, you just drive hours and hours from places. Yeah. So, and then I had just got a night job. And that was it. And I was just doing stand up at like that job started like midnight, and so I was just out until 8 a.m. and then sleeping and back.
When did your mom and dad? Okay, now this is for everybody. Well, yeah, it's still for everybody. When did your people start believing? Like, all right, good call. Like, when were they fully on board?
What year are we in?
When I started, my dad was off the back. Like, he was just he. It was just because he's what he did too, yeah. So it was easier. Like, right. like you caught on. It was an easier support system with him, because it was just like, oh, if you do this, do this, do this, do this, you're going to be okay. He had everything kind of, as soon as I started, he had it all orchestrated. You're going to do your first 3 years, and then you're going to go to either LA or New York. Oh, I did my man. First 3 years Come where on. I started, moved to LA. Come he had on. It all kind of mapped out, the plan, and kind of knew what I had to do. You know what I mean?
LeVar Ball what I had of to comedy. Do
yeah, yeah.
Say it again?
He said, yeah, the LeVar Ball of comedy.
No, that's Isaiah. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's Isaiah Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of, for me, it was kind of like it'll be like how when Ivy was playing basketball, when she first started, when she picked it up at four, that was my love. So mm-hmm. I was like, I know how to get you to a certain point with this.
And you did. You did a great job.
Yeah,
she bailed on you, but you did a great
she
job.
She bailed, man. But I did my part. I did my part.
You did. Yeah.
So you, they just was like, all right, come on.
No, when my mom first recognized.
No, but when did she? Because I imagine for you guys, it's not. They already know it's tangible. So, is there ever a point with you guys where it's like
it's not tangible for everybody?
Okay.
When my mom first realized it. At first it was, oh, you're working with your uncles. Then she came to an episode of Wayne's Brothers, and she was sitting on the side, and they ran the scene. And we were talking, they ran the scene. I was like, hold on, I'll be right back. And I went and told Marlon a couple things to do and came back. And then she seen the scene over and heard the laugh change at that spot. It was like, you did that? I was like, yeah, hold on, I'll be right back. And then I kept doing it, and she was like, okay.
My baby working.
You ain't just here.
Yeah. You're not just getting them coffee and water. Yeah. My baby working. Okay. That was great.
Yeah, Craig, nice. Craig ain't gave me a tag that hasn't worked.
Great, man.
And like some of my dopest jokes now.
I ain't seen you in a minute. I want to see you. I'm excited to see you in Houston.
I try not to give you bullshit tags just to be giving,
Craig be pitching fire. I'd be like, ooh. Something.
Sometimes when you try it, sometimes you be like, and then I'll be like, yo, you didn't do it, DC.
I gotta remember that shit.
You do have to remember it, though.
Yeah.
Where to place it. But once it's in and it works, it's like up automatic.
Mario asks, what are your thoughts about unconventional activities for different genders? What's
an unconventional activity?
Can you be more specific? Mm-hmm. What's up, Remo? Can you be more specific?
You mean like shooting guns in your girl?
What? Oh, shooting guns. I thought you said at your girl.
No, not at that's unconventional for every gender.
Oh, she said scroll up. Hold on. Got a question. Possible toxic masculinity. My 11-year-old nephew wanted to join me within
aerial aerobics.
My brother and I were discussing. Somebody read this.
My brother and I are discussing aggressively if my nephew should join. My brother is of the thought that it is only for girls. My argument is that it's a full body workout, and my nephew loves it. I'm like, this is not going to make him gay. What are you gay? what are y'all thoughts about unconventional activities for different genders?
Why is aerial acrobatics? Well,
aerobics, not acrobatics.
Aerobics is like sometimes they do it on the curtains, the silk curtains.
Oh, those things like the contortionists and shit do?
Not contortionists necessarily, but.
But like.
Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah, that type of shit. That builds a lot of strength. Them dudes be jacked.
And niggas off.
If it's like a hobby and he just do it for fun, yeah.
It does build muscle.
What are you saying? Bunch of forearm muscle.
Because I said them niggas be jacked, and Craig said, it jacking niggas off.
That's wild.
Oh boy, you know what? That's a tough one. Because when I think of aerobics and that stuff, I go like, oh, that's pretty. That's like, hey, my son wants to pole dance, and I go like, that's. It's a great full body workout, sure. Yeah,
it's not gonna turn him gay, but if he was, it's gonna expose it. If he shows up in leotards instead of sweats, you're like,
I mean, there's dudes in ballet. I don't know if they're gay or not, but there's dudes in ballet. We always say
I was gonna ask, what's the difference between, you know, a dude doing that and like gymnastics?
Or cheer. Is gymnastics.
Cheer is a big difference.
What you mean?
Because in gymnastics and aerobics, it's like the dudes on the cheer squad, they're just the lifters guys.
No, they used to be.
No, they throw people and catch people.
Yeah, now they be it. Doing all. Now they be.
They can't go on the top. They're too heavy.
No, they are.
Not
some
a bunch
dudes.
Of other niggas.
That's in like dance squad. The dudes that come and do the spin and the splits and all that.
Yeah, some niggas be.
That's at black high school.
Anything goes.
Yeah, but I don't. That didn't make them gay. They were gay in before.
Yeah.
Therefore, gravitated to.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is my guess. Is my.
Aerial aerobics.
You know what I mean?
He's not gay if he does aerial aerobics, but if he was, then it would show.
I'm kind of Team Uncle right here. I'm on his desk.
Yeah?
I think so.
So would you let your son do gymnastics?
Gymnastics,
no,
sure.
Aerial aerobics.
See, this is where
that's
we
what
start
I'm saying.
Changing
so what's the difference?
This is where we start changing things.
Yeah, is it the sheets?
The silk sheets holding you in
the silk sheets?
He doing his full-on splits on top
floor,
of...
Do the floor dance?
Oh, with this thing?
Yeah.
Oh boy, no.
What do you mean? Why?
No. We're in a different territory.
No. Now you're going.
Is it? Have you ever seen a dude do it? Yeah. Is this even where? Who? Have you ever seen this
YouTube?
I've never seen a dude do a floor dance routine.
Ribbons.
I've never seen a dude do a floor dance routine.
On the movie Old School, he did it.
He did. It
for the-
He did.
For comedy effects,
he did.
Yeah, like I don't think.
Touché.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's not a world where I would be like.
Okay, this is. I was just in Vancouver, and in the across the street from the hotel I was in, I had to walk through this thing where they had circus school.
Mm-hmm.
For all kind of kids that were playing on, and it was boys and girls, and they're doing the aerial aerobics and all, you know, circus shit. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think nothing of it. I was just like, they want to be in the circus. Like, I didn't think nothing of it as far as like, oh, he wants to hang out with women.
You know what's bothering me? This is why I keep going back to acrobatics and aerobics, because they're different. Okay. If you're doing acrobatics, I go, oh,
well, that's what that is.
Well, it's not what it says. Right?
So you're correct. It's not what it says. But if it's just like the circus shit, like the learning how to.
If you said
do that.
You were.
So it's the name that's bothering you.
Aerobics and acrobatics aren't the same
okay,
thing.
So
acrobatics is like parkour shit. I'd be like, oh, you're doing some real.
So the name. Okay.
You're doing some real stuff right here.
So
but
what if it was called, instead of aerial aerobics, it was called
aerial
flying on shit?
Well,
they're
no.
Not flying.
Well, no. What
it's aerial stretching.
It was twisting and shit.
Can I
go to the twisting and shit class?
I need to meet who named this class. What dumb fuck was like, hey, he's twisting and shit. I don't want shit. You teaching my child. No.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He can put if he's doing it, he's a guy, he can put his guy twist on it.
Well, you should.
Oh, wait. She said that's what it's called. It's called circus class.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
So, Dad, I want to go to circus class.
I still have to see it. I'd have to see it.
Did that hit different from?
Because I go, what's the wardrobe? That's first and foremost. What are we wearing? What's the wardrobe?
The kids are just like in like hoop shorts and shit.
See, okay, my
hoop
kids are grown, so I get to play here. Man, hell yeah, I'd let them go and do that. What you mean?
I got to see what it is, man. I got to see because, yeah, if you're wearing like a leotard and you're like upside down, you got like the splits out with the sheets wrapped around, like, nah.
Chaz, you wrestled. Y'all wore leotards.
Yeah. No, we wore singlets. Very big difference.
Still,
I don't know why you call it a leotard.
Y'all start in doggy style position.
That is right. Not a thing. You start standing up. What are you talking about?
And then
about?
The strap.
No, if you not in the middle
match.
Of a...
That's not how you start a match. What are you talking
about? What's the part where y'all start like that?
Doggy style?
Bottom. Well, the bottom. Oh, that's...
The bottom, the power bottom.
Come on.
It's called bottom.
Come
got a lot
on.
Of nerves, man. You got a power
that's
bottom
hypocritical, man.
You got a lot of nerves.
That's hypocritical.
It's not. It's not.
You're
it's not.
You start,
not
you were a bottom.
At all.
You're
I was
bottom,
also a top.
No, you.
You get a chance at both. Okay.
Find out what you like before you go again.
You got to know. Sometimes you're better at one than the other. Sometimes
you're
bad at bottom. I was a better top than I was a bottom.
And if it's a real rough match, one of your little straps come off your shoulder.
No, never happened.
Nipples
yes,
out.
Yes,
never
yes,
happened.
Bro.
You know, Tarzan it out here. Never happened.
He fixed it in the match.
Never once. Never once has it twisted off.
And he fixed it. He put it on.
In the also, match. It's a great self-defense technique later in life.
That is.
Huh?
It is. That's
most adult fights go to the ground.
And your strap comes off.
It might happen. But then if so I have to mount him, then I'll be fine.
That's crazy.
Mount what if the circus school, what if it just had more aggression? Because if you think about it, wrestling, football, a lot of it is gi when it comes to the outfit and where you're touching, all that, right? Sports, you do a lot of man touching.
Well, there's a reason why those stuff is tight. It's so people can't grab and pull
right.
on you.
But right, we know why.
What I'm saying, it's not like it's just like...
It's to show your man.
Yeah, it's like, oh, why are you guys wearing this? You can wear anything you want. It's like, no.
You can wear sweats.
That wouldn't be good.
Just be the same. If you're going to get beat up, you're going to get beat up.
They would just pull on it. And then it's like, yeah. Hey,
but if
dog.
If everybody's used to wearing the same outfit, then you get used to doing the same thing. Somebody said no. Tights.
How did your Moyo? How did your nephew get introduced to circus class? Like, how did that come about? Maybe let's start there.
Well, she said she does it and wanted to bring him to aerial aerobics. And his dad was like, "What?" Yeah.
But like, because she said he loves it, which means he's already done it.
She snuck him there. You know how aunties
so that
be doing.
That's an issue. If she snuck him, that could be an issue.
Be doing stuff like that. You so ever come home see. And your son's nails painted? You'd be like, what the hell? And like, auntie.
Maybe
what the hell?
He saw my videos and he said, I want to do it. So how do you know if he loves it already, though? If he hasn't done it.
You got videos
he just wants
up
to try
you
it.
Doing
I think that's
this,
why
Mojo?
She took him. That's why she said he wanted to do it, so that's why she took him. And his dad was like, hey, yo.
So I took him. Oh, you took him. You just took him. No permission granted or nothing.
Auntie stuff.
Oh, there. That's the real meat and potatoes of this.
Not
noticing. Now we're getting to the bottom
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, now we're getting to the you didn't ask me, all that good stuff.
Aunties
which parents
do.
Aunties
that type of shit.
Yeah, I mean.
Just so. Like, I mean, I get it. I go like, okay, this is a great workout. You have to have crazy strength.
Crazy strength.
Right. When I see the dude gymnastics.
No, that don't count. She said I have permission from his mama. Wait, who's
it's your brother though, right?
Yeah.
But the mama said, go ahead,
take
it.
Yeah. That's like having to ask the dad and then, I mean, asking the mom and going to ask the dad. You're doing some child. What's my daughter did that the other day.
My brother's not his father. Wait, what? Time out. What's going on?
He's acting parent right now, so.
Well, then, nigga, hush.
Still.
Then, now I'm back to the, you ain't got no say-so. If the mama say it, then that's just it. I mean, yeah, your brother ain't really got to.
Who's taking care of the kid? Because if I pay for his shit, I'm his father. If I pay for his.
Well, no, it's his.
Our sister
it's the
is the mother.
Nephew. So pretty much it's their nephew.
My brother is not his father. Our sister is the mother.
Their nephew they took to the class and the uncle's like, why you take my nephew to this shit?
No, I get it. The dad's like, okay, I get what you're saying.
So your brother-in-law or
right,
baby
right,
daddy-in-law?
Right. Brother-in-law or baby daddy-in-law.
Okay. Well, then I'm back on his side again.
Yeah, I'm definitely. It's his child.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Moyo, you're the odd one out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're the one who get no say.
The your sister and him got to go through that.
Hey, listen, at the end of the day, we're going to do what I want to do. This is what happens, period. At the end of the day.
Yeah, your sister and your sister's baby daddy or husband got to talk that one out. You got to sit that one out. You should have waited.
Yeah, you let the mama make that decision.
Wait, it's not his child either?
No, it's
the
uncle.
Y'all have it confused. Her sister is the one that has the child.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Her and her brother are having a discussion about if it's okay for them to have.
So the auntie and the uncle are having a discussion yeah.
about the nephew going to that concert.
They share
a sister with that's their you get it.
Got it.
Oh, okay. So Moyo didn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, Moyo did it.
She did do it, but it's not. I get what you're saying.
Now I have a question. Where is the nephew's father? He's trash
he's
and he
trash.
Has zero say. Yeah. So okay, uncle feels responsible to be the man for the nephew.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm kind of siding with.
I'm
uncle.
Siding with the uncle.
Yeah, I'm kind of siding with uncle.
Yeah, man.
If the uncle is the only male in his life, I'm siding with the uncle.
And women have to also know you got to let go. You're gonna have to let go of this kid because he's got to go learn to be a man, and you're gonna have to let go. You're gonna have to let go.
Say that again, Chad.
He's got to go do man shit. He's got to go do man stuff with men in his life, and eventually you're gonna lose.
Comment said, I'll fight all y'all.
You're going to lose him. He ain't going to be the same 11-year-old kid you want to go do something
with. I think Uncle's going hard because he feels responsible for
And this the is the shift. Stuff.
The lack of testosterone.
And, yeah,
in
and,
the house.
And age 11, like Chad this just said, the shift is happening. It's a lot going on. And I think Uncle just feels really responsible.
And in 3 more years, he's going to be fucking.
If he's surrounded by all women and all that, I think Uncle just feels, you know, like, hey, man.
Uncle, like, nah, we ain't doing this.
Like, he already around you all the time, blah, blah. Yeah, I get it. I get where his mindset is coming from. I get it.
And he's
it,
talking with his hand on his hip in the middle. Pigeon toed, it doesn't bow legged in the middle of the kitchen,
double dutching.
Yeah, nah, and man.
It's not even necessarily about a gay thing. It's just also like I gotta go show you man shit. I gotta show you the man shit that I know how to do.
Well, the thing is also if you came in the house and he was already like doing acrobatic shit around the house and that's where his interest was, then I could see that doing that. But just to take him. And throw him in some shit that you trying to do as an auntie.
Right.
Trying to get
if
your
you already dope, like, he the next little Simone Biles. All right, let's see who you can do.
Now, okay, so Remo just asked, Uncle should go to, has Uncle been to the class yet to see what?
I agree with that.
Circus, I agree with that too.
I have to see.
To but circus class?
If he's seen the same video Moyo saw, that Moyo saw the nephew, and he's like, nah.
Yeah. If I see my nephew strung up in a split, get your ass there. Just in a split strung up by some curtains, get your ass there.
So she said that the kid does do, he does robotics, he fixes cars, he does soccer. So he's well-rounded, sounds like. He does a lot of things.
It don't sound like he's interested in aerial splits.
I think it's just being a dude, and I think it's the uncle. The kid's 11. I think this kid at 6, I think it hits different. I think him not having a father, being around women all the time, I think uncle's just really, he's getting to that age where he's just kind of like, all right, things are going to change, and things are going to...
Yeah, you got to get tougher on boys as they get older, though. You got to get a little stricter, a little tougher. It just takes another level of toughening up that you have to start pushing him into, you know.
And he might not like it. He just might like getting out the house and hanging out with auntie, and this is what you're presenting for him to do.
Yeah, uncle, go take him to the gun range, unk. Go show him how to shoot a deer.
She said, Moyo said she's not even worried about the kid being gay. She's more worried about him looking at all the women's boobs and butts. Maybe that's why he wants to go. Oh. And maybe he told his uncle that. Oh. His uncle would be like, hey.
Different game change. Game changing.
Because, like, you know, everybody knows that kid who was playing with dolls growing up. But you play with the dolls so you could take all their clothes off and look at the titties.
And have them hump like this.
Yeah, so that's
I definitely play with my cousin's dolls.
I played my cousin's dolls all the time. And I was like, and it was all, she was like, why do you always have to make them do that? I'm like, this is what adults do.
I didn't think of it like that. Walking in a room filled with floating coochies, you just like, hey, what the hell's going on?
I look at the nippleless boobs every time.
But then the smell might turn him gay. He might be like, oh, it smells raw in here.
Oh, smells like Ariel.
I think Uncle should go. And he should ask the kid why you like it. Like, why you...
Yeah, if he says it's fun and he twirls and goes, wee!
Well, then at that point, he is who he is. So might as well, you know what I mean? Like, might as well let that nigga go.
Yeah, let him live.
Yeah.
Wait, she just made it seem like her brother took him to do masculine stuff by saying he takes him to do archery. That's the same shit.
Archery? No, that's...
Yeah, I know. But if you ever pull out a bow and arrow somewhere, it's like, okay.
You a bad nigga if you pull out a bow and arrow somewhere. You're a certified killer.
That's like having a sword.
Yeah, that's a different kind of dude,
bro. Yeah, if you popped the trunk on me and you went and got the bow
and arrow. I am terrified. I'm gonna go get that thing. You come out with a bow and arrow, bro?
If you pull out a bow and arrow, I know you know how to use it.
Exactly. And I am not trying to die like I'm in ancient Rome.
Like this.
I'm terrified, bro.
If you don't get your ass back in the car,
like a nigga,
cut me off.
A nigga with a gun, I know he might be a bad shot, but if you got a bow and arrow, you know I'm getting hit in the heart, nigga. Fuck that.
You missed the first one. Then you got
Nah, hell no.
You better hope he missed the first one. This dude, he does this.
Yeah. If he carried it around, he put that little
glove
on.
He put the glove on. It's a wrap, baby.
This is Hawkeye you dealing with, nigga. Hell no.
I'm chopping that shit.
He's shooting three at one time.
Fuck no, I'm way more scared of that, bro. I'll take my chances with a nigga who just fronting for the streets.
I mean, Bruce Leroy chopped one of those. Come on. Nah,
Bruce Leroy did in the fictional movie, sure. It's not based on a true story.
It was.
He also caught a bullet in his teeth.
Well, he had the glow.
See, they rewrote it for movies. He caught the bullet with his teeth, but it kept going.
Right, right.
Shit.
You know what? When I look at, when I take Izzy to gymnastics and I see the dudes in there, I never thought it was a gay thing. Mm-hmm. I never came out as gay. Hanging by some silk sheets, Zacho.
So it's the silk sheets.
It's definitely the rapping. Because it'd be all sensual,
though.
They
be rapping.
Yeah,
rapping,
it'd be all sensual. They'd be posing.
And then the niggas be upside down. Twirl down.
Yeah, they twirl down.
And it requires colored light. Anything that requires a colored light and silk sheets.
Man, it becomes a very sensual thing. Yes. You know?
You walk in, the whole room's blue with curtains.
Yeah. You know. It is. Sometimes it's the way it looks. They be twirling.
Just going in circles, oh, falling down. No.
Hey, get down.
Because even in gymnastics, a dude can look very masculine doing a flip.
I don't want my daughter doing this.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Oh, you're talking about the circus?
Yeah, now that we're talking about
it. Like, lay it out and, get your ass down.
Yeah, get down.
I have stopped my son on the swing. You know, when you spin it around a lot and let it go and they... Yeah. Hey, stop that. One leg out.
A nigga can't wee.
Just spinning. Stop that spinning.
Yeah, this is grown woman stuff we talking about. It's grown up stuff. If that nigga's interested when he's 20, let him go.
At a certain age, yeah. 13, you're like, yeah, I want to get into aerial aerobics.
I want to get into aerial aerobics.
No, that'd be a different game.
That'd be a good time.
You gotta catch them in the air.
Oh. While they're swinging with
them out? They're swinging out of their mouth.
If you catch one in your mouth, you get the keeper.
Different game now.
Interesting question.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know. I don't know if it's the same, though, as the doing, like, the MMA and other stuff.
I think you start him off small. If he works his way up to aerial, you don't start him at aerial aerobics. You let him, if that's what he takes an interest in.
Yeah, let him go do gymnastics, though. That's really dope for that.
Well, gymnastics is a little pricey to just try out.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's true. Go flip on a dirty mattress in the hood somewhere.
Get him a trampoline. Trampoline to see how it plays out.
There's a dirty mattress somewhere in Detroit. I know there's a mattress. I know there's a mattress outside somewhere you can go flip on.
Land on a needle.
Well, you know. Yuck. He'll have a good night's sleep.
A heroin sleep. You know, he'll just sleep standing up but never fall over.
Hey, look at his balance. Oh, my God. He's so amazing. All right, I got nothing else. Let's get out of here, guys.
I got to pee.
Where you at, D.C.?
The Funny Bone, Tampa, Florida.
No, a normal city.
Normal city.
All this week.
Oh, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, well, so Funny Bone, Tampa, Florida, June 21st through the 22nd. So you got us two nights, five shows, I believe.
Damn.
And then June 27th, this is for to humor you guys, the Music Hall in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
I love it. Portsmouth.
Yeah. All right. At Craig Wayans on everything, as usual.
You're not going back out there, Craigery?
Well, we're getting closer to having another draft done. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like focusing.
Nope, got to get it done.
I can't do both.
No, you're right. It's a lot. Some people don't realize how much work it is. It's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a 7-day event. Because as soon as you're done with one show, you're prepping for the next show.
Right. June 27th and June 28th, I'm in Chicago at Riddles with Shantae Wayans. And then June 31st, I'm in L.A., Petty Cash. Martin Morrow is doing his first Martin. Special. Yeah.
Oh, he's doing a special?
Mm-hmm. Jazz July 31st at Petty Cash. I'm hosting it.
Martin makes me laugh.
He called me.
No, Martin.
Like, huh?
You've seen him in commercial. He's a black dude, nerd dude, glasses, natural hair, like real, just whatever.
Yeah. That's his way of saying it.
Okay, I'm okay.
Nappy ass.
Definitely
hair.
Funny dude.
I don't want to say that though.
Natural.
What they call it? C4. What is it called? What kind of hair texture is that?
No, that's not.
Did you
a
say C4?
That's the bomb. What they call it? The hair textures they use now. I don't know what it's called. 4C?
I think he'd be a 4A.
4C?
I haven't had hair since they made this up, so, I do not know.
I have a...
And then I'm going to New York for the first time ever.
Oh, you never been?
I've never been, man.
I'll hook you up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Shantae at the Stand Up New York.
I got you, B. Hit me. Make sure you hit me.
All right.
I know all the
September 5th and 6th. Okay.
Wait, can we hear your New York accent, Chaz?
Nope.
Chaz is going to come back
DC
with a New York accent.
Ruined it for everybody. So catch me there. I'm in those places, man.
Nice. I'm local or on ships in June and July. But then in August, I'm in Houston, August 16th. And then I'm in Phoenix, August 28th through the 31st. So pull up to that. Get your tickets for those. Especially Houston, because it's been years. And they gave me a Saturday night, so y'all ain't got no goddamn excuses. So,
oh, man, Houston is a problem.
Get your tickets.
Houston is a problem.
Oh, I'm going to bring it to y'all, Houston.
Are you coming?
I'm going to bring it to y'all, Houston.
I'll be out there. I think I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday.
I'm going to do Thursday Sunday to Tuesday. No performance.
Houston's an incredible town.
Yeah, but every time I've done Houston, it's only been one night, so I want to do a few days.
Houston's hey, a man, problem
it's
for
it's going to be a goddamn
days,
party.
I'm going to link up with y'all.
I'm going to try to stay for Trader Truth weekend. You know, he got his weekend going, and it's always a
good I'm mad Turkey Leg Hut done.
Yeah, they were sad about it.
Yeah, I never got a chance to try it.
I remember when I was on stage, I was like, what's the best place to try it? Dude was like, not the goddamn Turkey Hut. I was like, whoa. I said,
tell you where you can't go.
I said, what just happened? I was like, oh, they just closed down. Everybody was like, yeah.
I like Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club is fire.
That place is great.
I like Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club is good.
That place is great.
So, yeah, we'll see y'all next week. Y'all be easy.
All right, y'all.
We out.
Black Rony Chaz, right, going live.
Oh, yeah, my other stuff.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,